Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast. James, you go ahead first.
Oh, listen, I'm here and I'm James and welcome to our podcast. Robert, go ahead.
I'm here. I'm Robert and you're listening to our podcast.
Let's talk about the coffee situation this morning.
What do you mean?
Well, at first I thought you were being really spiteful.
What do you mean?
So, listen, I have to have coffee to the point where, not like, oh, coffee before,
first.
Don't speak to me before I've had my coffee.
Don't talk to my kids unless I have
had coffee or something. Yeah. I get headaches if I don't have it.
No, same, it's really terrible.
Terrible, it's a really bad situation to be in. So we took our dogs for a walk on the field this morning, they got terribly muddy. So I didn't have my usual Starbucks because they're not delivering. Then I just usually we order coffee here.
Yeah.
And Robert refused to. And I was like, let's just fucking order. I was like, what's wrong with you? He was like, I'll make you one. I was like, no, I don't want crappy homemade coffee. But he has this lovely machine.
Guys,
now.
I got a machine. Not just, I had a Tassimo and I was like, you know what, Tassimo, I'm bored of
you. I'm binning my Tassimo because I can't do it anymore.
Makes me feel sick.
Does it?
It makes me feel travel sick.
Yeah. I think the amount of coffee we drink,
yeah,
travel sick.
And here's the thing, right? If I it's quite a nice machine where it makes like real, it smells like real coffee.
Coffee machine.
My new one. Oh, Tassimo.
Put on an apron and you'll think you're in Starbucks.
I'm a barista.
Yeah. Our dreams are coming true. Yeah.
And I feel like if you drink it every day, which I do, mm-hmm. then why not?
Yes.
Like, respect yourself. Tassimo is disrespecting yourself.
Yeah, no, Tassimo has seen us through. Yes. It's good to make one or two coffees a day.
Yeah.
But when you're making and drinking, what, four or five a day?
It's like person-friendly coffee. I want the kind of coffee that isn't...
Yeah, I want something that's gonna keep my addiction alive.
Keep it alive.
I never thought I'd be that person.
No.
You look at your teachers who all stunk of coffee and you're like, what's wrong with them?
Why do they smell like coffee?
Why can't they just have a Capri Sun?
Why can't you just have a Capri Sun?
And get on with your day like exactly. everyone else.
Yeah.
But no, I get it now.
And that's on period, or whatever people say now.
I don't think anyone says that.
Yeah, they do. That's on period.
No, they do. I've not heard anyone.
Listen, people say that's on period.
Right, you've been spending too much time on TikTok. It's not on. I won't have it.
I'm sorry, but people say it. I'm sorry.
Robert's drinking from a Starbucks mug like he actually is in Starbucks.
It came in a gift set.
Oh, no, it's cute. I like them. I'm obsessed with your Starbucks collection there. Yes. I love my tumblers. I hand wash them all.
I don't always use mine.
Oh, you have to.
No, that's how you collect things, James. You don't use them. You keep them in packaging or just look at them.
I have other collections, but
you think I'm going to use anything on that shelf? No.
No.
I'm going to let them gather dust until I die.
Listen, they're art pieces. Yeah. My collections are fucking lights, so, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone likes to collect lights. I personally collect bulbs.
Yeah.
I don't know if everyone...
I've got
all
types of bulbs.
Ask me about bulbs and I might have it. So we thought, listen, here's what we thought today. We were like, let's just go through some of our favourite products. Talk about products.
Talk about products that we actually been loving, because we talk about things we don't like on here. We talk about the ins and outs, but you know, we very rarely share, other than our initial loving, things that we really, really been loving.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, whilst we do this on our YouTube, I think it's nice to do it here because we could just be a bit more cash about it.
We could be cash.
No one's forcing us not to be cash on our YouTube.
God,
but
no.
Oh, I don't think people are forcing us.
Oh God, no. God.
Oh heavens, no.
Yeah, so that's what, and there'd be conversation here and there. You know, we might talk about, I don't know, coffee machines.
Yeah, oh, we love to convince-gate.
Yeah, convince-gate about coffee machines.
Coffee machines.
So, right. Today, what we thought we would do, please don't pop that there.
No, I wasn't.
What we thought we would do is... Sorry, I'm so out of breath.
Robert, we always say this, but we live in like townhouses, and going up the stairs
is
a daily.
It's such a trek.
Horrible,
and it's not really that many stairs at all. But because I'm so unhealthy,
yeah.
It feels like I've climbed Mount Julius.
Isn't it like you?
It's like not just popping up stairs or in the next room to grab something you've forgotten. It's like running down.
You left your phone in the room and it's like, you know what, I'll get it tomorrow.
I don't know about you, but I don't walk upstairs or down them. I run down them all the time.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm out. I could gladly walk up them. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right. Here we are. We're in a room. We're recording.
We've got microphones.
Number one podcast.
So we are going to talk about our favourite products today, not of all time, just ones we've experienced.
Ones we've been loving.
Jesus Christ. I've lost the touch
the
recently.
The problem with you is you just talk without thinking about what you're saying.
I've really lost the, what's it called? Presenting touch?
Gifted the gab.
Gifted the gab.
Gifted the gab.
So,
James, take it away.
Sure.
Today we're going to be talking about products that we've been loving, and not just, you know, we do this every episode, one product each that we've been loving, but you know, we don't talk about enough, so we want to talk about
Moon. I didn't know we were talking about the moon. I have nothing ready.
Where's my moon diary?
Where's the internet? And I don't know if everyone who listens to us necessarily watches our YouTube channel. I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
Or our channel. So you maybe don't see us review a lot of products. Usually. So I'm gonna start, James.
You start.
All right. I feel like I'm really into it today.
Yeah, you're really on it today.
I feel like someone could put me on live TV right now and I'd be fine.
And you'd be ready to go.
I'd be absolutely fine.
To be fair, you do have the presenting skills of like a QVC presenter. You just keep talking and going.
I could do QVC.
You could do QVC. I think you actually could.
You just get a product and tell everyone what it's used for and when.
Yeah.
And then make things up.
And then make everyone think they need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't this be great? And it's always like, split this into different packages and give it to different friends.
Give it to friends. Yeah. All the time.
Okay, talking about giving packages to friends.
Friends.
One of my favorite products I've tried recently, I haven't actually reviewed this yet anywhere because I only just got it. I bought the whole collection, didn't I? And then got sent it.
Of what?
So, yeah. And James, your product. No.
Okay.
Uma Beauty, who we've spoken about before a few times, actually. Really, really great
brand.
Oh,
that's the foundation we use with the blue lid.
That's the one. You don't know that.
I just
heard me say that. They have come out with a collection. It's called the Royal Edit, and it's kind of with...
Talk into your microphone.
Sorry, I'm looking at my phone.
Bring the phone in front of your microphone.
And it's to go with, like, the, you know, when brands release things that are, like, with films. This is kind of with Coming to America, too.
Which I didn't know was happening.
Yeah, it's happened.
All the original cast.
It's on Amazon. Some people, but
or
some
like,
people...
Is it, like, Disney Channel movie? And it's going to be, like, kids... The kids of Coming to America.
So number one, how dare you? Number one, how dare you speak, compare something and act like a Disney movie, kids movie is bad, number one.
But you know, like Descendants, is it going to be like that? But like...
What do you mean?
Coming in,
what do you
like,
mean?
Already in America too.
What's wrong with Descendants?
Oh, nothing. I really like it.
I don't understand what's going on. No, it looks. I mean, it looks great. Looks like it could be good. Anyway, there's these lipsticks that came with the collection, and when I initially saw them, I thought, okay, I don't want all of them because it's very... One of them was very deep, one of them was very red, and one of them was very nude. So I mean, I ordered them anyway.
Ooh.
So I've got the shade here, Sexual Chocolate. That's so rude. I don't like that word. It looks really deep. It looks like a dark brown, like chocolate brown.
Let me explain, as a non-makeup person.
How does that look?
So listen, what we're looking at is a traditionally shaped lipstick.
Traditionally shaped lipstick.
And then it's got the shape of lipstick and the colour of chocolate, but with like a purple in, like a purpley chocolate. Imagine if chocolate was purple and dark still.
There's no purple.
No?
I'm like, yeah, I mean, you know what? No, I will give you that. I guess it's a bit burgundy.
It's burgundy,
yeah.
Sure.
It's just a lipstick, but it has more of like... It has more of like a gloss finish.
Does it smell of anything?
Yeah, I guess it smells like sunshine and rainbows.
Oh.
No, it just smells clean. It doesn't. It's not too overpowering. But it's the nicest finish. It's almost like a satin lipstick. So it's not full coverage in colour. It's like a tinted lip balm finish.
Ooh.
But not that, like, it hasn't got a heavy feeling on the lip.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. Oh, beautiful. Really nice.
Brand
really, really
and nice. Product name, to clarify.
Uma Beauty. And this, the lipstick is Sexual Chocolate. I'm trying to think of the lipstick name. I think it's Black Magic. Let me just have a look.
And it's called Black Magic.
And it's called Black Magic.
Oh.
No, it's Hypnotic Impact High Shine Lipstick.
Oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
James, take it away. Have you got one?
I do. Look at this moisturizer.
I won't.
So, no, please do.
Let me describe it for those as not a skincare person.
No, let me wait till you actually see
it's
the
kind
product.
Of purple.
Imagine chocolate.
Imagine a Myogen.
No, what do you say?
It's like a lipstick.
Oh, ignore the dog hair. Just everywhere. People don't understand what it's like.
Listen, I need to finish this coffee cup okay. before it's cold, so you talk about that.
Okay, hang on. Let me just get this dog hair out of it. Okay, so this is a brand called Axis Y, and this is a K-beauty brand I'd never heard of before. And then they reached out and wanted to send me some stuff.
Stop it. Stop it, I've got a headache.
I was like, sure, let's do this. Oh, actually, hang on. Okay, hang on. Okay. As a brand, if you want someone to review your products, this is what you fucking do. The brand had thoroughly researched me, myself.
You and yourself.
Me and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they send me their skincare products, but they sent me 2 Sailor Moon figurines and a Dreamcatcher album. Dreamcatcher is my favorite K-beauty girl group.
That's
K-beauty
so
K-pop girl group of like all time at the moment.
Yeah.
And they sent me their latest album. So, of course, that's going to get your attention more, right?
You're going to be like, oh my God.
So I was like, I'm going to actually try
this. But let's
just
say right there. When you get PR, you don't expect like...
Oh no, I don't want... But this is the thing as well. It's a lot of
But
brand...
you know they've done their research.
You know they've done their research. Even if a brand dropped me a note within the package that said...
I love a note.
I love a note in an envelope.
Or an envelope with my name on.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know. Again, not that weird. Like getting free stuff is nice. But isn't it nice
to get... I love it,
to
but
get,
it's nice when a brand's like... We sent you these because we know this about your skin. So a lot of brands will be like, hey, we thought we'd love your collection because we know you got oily skin, blah, 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 blah. Or, you know, you didn't like this. Like a lot of brands who I say I don't like their products will send me newer products and be like, we saw your video. We know you don't like these. Maybe you'll like these instead.
Yeah.
You know, little bits like that make you realize the brand actually... I think it's more about the brand actually appreciating and wanting feedback.
Right, instead of, hi, at Robert Welsh,
yeah.
we love your content and we think you're fit and great.
At Robert underscore Welsh.
Dietary supplements.
Yeah, exactly.
I never talk about dietary supplements.
So obviously, like, they went out of their way to, like, do their research
really
and get
nice.
Me some nice stuff. And I guess it is a way to actually get them to try your products, right? So I had this brand on my blaine, and this is one of the standout products to me. This is the Sarah Hart My Type Duo Cream.
Sarah who?
Sarah. So I believe that's ceramides or... Yeah, ceramide... Okay, hang on,
please.
Let me show you.
Sarah did what?
Opening the jar.
And as someone who isn't used to skincare, it is a jar shape. Typical jar shape.
No, it's a flatter jar shape.
Right. All right.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Right.
Dual side moisturizers.
Right.
So what? right.
Was I meant to be aghast?
Yeah, you're meant to be really impressed with that. So one side. So this is specifically.
So split in half. A jar split in half.
That jar is split in half.
Well, it's not split. I mean, it's not split.
Oh my Christ, Robert.
I'm trying to give everyone a visual.
One side is one half of a moisturizer,
right,
and the other side of the
jar is
another.
Is physically broken. So, guys, so listen.
Right, let me. This jar has 2 halves to it. One
it
side.
Does, but it's a one whole.
Oh my God!
No, please.
Yeah, no, I will.
Yeah.
So one half of the Ceramide U-Zone Cream. So the U-Zone is this bit. Your cheek, chin, and other cheek.
I didn't
cheek.
Know that had a name.
Yeah, so this is your T-Zone. Forehead,
and
nose.
And I thought the rest was, like, your face.
The rest of your face, yeah. No, so it's T-Zone and U-Zone. So obviously, a lot of people's T-Zones are different to their U-Zones.
Right, yeah.
So my one is drier. So the
your
U-Zone
is drier.
Yeah, my U-Zone is drier.
Yeah.
So the U-Zone Cream is a Ceramide-enriched cream. which is a richer moisturizer for drier parts because your cheeks tend to be a lot drier. Mm. And then the T-Zone cream is Heartleaf T-Zone cream. And this is more, like, it's a lot more lighter weight. It's for oily skin and it's more hydrating, right?
I like that.
Rather than richer. Yeah. So it's, you have...
This is why you don't need more coffee.
Do you ever choke on nothing?
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, no, fine. But I've been loving that because it means each bit of my skin gets the attention it deserves. Yeah. And it's ceramide enriched, and ceramides are pretty much the essential building blocks of our skin. They're the glue that holds everything together. Mm. But I absolutely love it. I love having that two-in-one and just the innovation. And it just all feels very light
so,
and very nice.
Yeah, there's Pixie have a product that's similar packaging where it's two cleansers on each side. Yeah, well, it's two halves. So you have that. It's nice to have options within one product.
Yeah, I think so. I think like having to like this is like a travel cream, you know? Like even if I did want to use
morning and night.
So I could use in summer, I could use the T-Zone one.
Yeah.
And in the morning and then use the thicker one in the evening.
You know what just remind me of? When you say travel product, what was I watching? It was one of the Smokey Glows videos. She was like, people who buy stuff for traveling. It's like, when do you ever travel?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. When do you ever...
But, I mean, if you are going somewhere.
Yeah. But that's the thing is like, it's not like a travel size, you know. It's just like if you want to condense, at least you have that two in one, and you have like a essentially what is a night cream. Where did that drink come from?
Behind my computer.
Oh God!
I don't know where.
Has it been there? Pick up the skin first. But listen, I love it. I'm loving this brand. They seem to be a lot about barrier repair and actually looking after what your skin needs essentially. But I love them. I think I've got a job coming up with them actually as well because I love their product so much.
Awesome.
Yeah, love it.
Love that.
Okay, next, please.
Right, how do I describe this?
This is essentially a lipstick.
So this is the Glow Lust Radiant Luminizer from Auric, which is, I can never say her name, Samantha Ravendel's beauty brand.
I can never pronounce any of these makeup brands.
Oh, really? Why?
I just forget them all. They all start with an O.
Who starts with O, Han?
All of them.
I hope every single makeup brand Oprah still has her mashed potatoes.
Did you see that fucking news article?
No.
That
Oprah might,
Who's Oprah? Who and how did she land? She's
Oprah
fucking
is.
Oprah is who
what
she
mean,
is.
Who's Oprah?
It's like, who's Oprah and how did she land the interview of a lifetime?
Are you kidding me?
And it was this Irish, Caroline Hirons retweeted it.
Yeah.
I was like,
I saw.
What? Who do they think Oprah is?
Who do they think she is?
She's Oprah.
She is Oprah. If the world was to end and everybody's gods came down to earth, Oprah would be the point of contact.
We'd all go to Oprah.
We'd all go to Oprah and Oprah would be like, sit down.
Yeah, listen.
All you different gods.
Let me
what's
going to
happen?
Questions.
And then she'd get them to be like, oh shit, well, when I made the world, I was upset. I went through this. My mum wasn't speaking to me.
Yeah. You know? Then Oprah would be like, well, think about that.
Here's some of my mashed potatoes. Yeah. The best mashed potatoes I've ever had.
I've never had them, but I've heard they're delicious.
They were incredible. Yeah. Okay, what were we saying?
About your Oprah.
Auric. So, the Glow Lust Radiant Luminizer. Now, here's the thing, right?
What is it?
Well, James, I'll get into that.
Right.
One day, maybe not today. I've noticed a lot recently these, I'm going to quote, air quote, influencer brands have been coming out with some really unexpected good items.
Right.
It's not just a palette. This is my palette. It's called Influencer Star.
I've rearranged some colours.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got all the words I use.
Exactly.
In it.
Like packages. Lights. Some people do that.
What do you mean packages?
They name the shades like these names. It's just they seem to be a little bit more on the real brand side rather than collaborative side.
Collaborative.
Yeah, collaborative. But even like brands like, let's say, for example, Nikita Dragon's brand looks a little bit fusky sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a bit fusky.
Like, it's a little bit, whereas these brands seem a little bit more, for example, Auric.
Yeah.
Hindash just came out with his first product.
I don't even use makeup and I want
that. I gasped. I saw it and I was like,
I want to lick each bit. Yeah. Like it's a flavour. Like,
yeah. But how, like, It looks like, it sounds weird, but it looks like real makeup. It looks like I want to use it. I want to buy it.
We were talking about this with Smokey Glow on our podcast last time, and we were saying how.
Yeah.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
No,
yet.
I don't.
You calm yourself down. talking about how, in order, in our opinion, to make a successful brand as an influencer, you've got to make it look professional or try and have this attachment from you. For example, even though Hind Dash has his name on it, it looks like a brand. It looks
but
like
then
a,
you but, think about him and his how his artistry and like all that's his.
His
I
guess his like a real
right.
His a
whereas
bit
if it was like
an exception,
I call them like child star influencers. If it was to be like their one, you'd be like,
maybe
it's not for me.
But
this product in particular, and that's why I wanted to mention this. This product, the Glow Lust from Auric, is it's a multi-use product anyway. You can use it on its skin just to give you a glow to the skin or mix it in with your foundation. I think it'll be great on the body as well. It has a really nice glow to it.
You could just use Vaseline on your body for a glow.
Right, how do I get you to leave? How do I get you to leave this room but still be part of this?
Whose brand is this?
Samantha Ravendell.
Because I recognize
she's
her name.
A YouTuber, beauty YouTuber.
Okay, cool.
And she, this is her brand.
Right, thank you.
But it's one of those products where you look at it, it's a bit more luxury, and I think people expect her to release something affordable. Let's be real. And I think that's what people expect from YouTubers as well. It's like, bring out something everyone can use, which is great, which is fine, which people should do. There should be an affordable option. But it's just a really good product. And it's nice to see a product that works really well. Right, that isn't an eyeshadow palette. That
isn't already a different version of an existing formula that you've already seen
exactly.
before.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, it's very similar to Charlotte Tilbury's, I think it's called Hollywood something. I hated it. I used it and it was awful.
Yeah.
Oh, what an overpriced load of crap.
Have you seen a like crystal serum that's like it's infused with all these crystals and moisturizers?
Shut up.
Insane.
Quiet, Charlotte Tilbury. What was I going to say? People love her brand, but it's just overpriced. Like, honestly, the packaging. Take it out of the packaging and be like, how much for this alone?
$2.50.
And scoop the cream out of a pot.
How much if I use my hands?
What if I just use this? How much for this wrapped in tissue? But yeah, it's a very similar like sense of product, but I actually think Auric have done it better.
The packaging is beautiful.
So nice. But I found it, I think it's called Hollywood Filter. It wasn't as greasy as Hollywood Filter, and as someone with oily skin, the one from Auric actually worked better on my skin. But oh my God, just on the skin alone, it looks like healthy skin.
How much is that?
I don't know. We'll put it on the screen here. But obviously,
was it gifted?
No, I bought this myself. I'm trying to think. None of this was gifted. Oh, actually,
maybe we should say that. Actually, my Access Y product was gifted.
Yeah, and this lipstick was gifted, but I did purchase it anyway. Here we go. Bear with me, please. I just spat at my phone.
Don't spit on your
face. We're having a great day. It is $45.
That's huge. I think that's a very good price. That's a massive bottle there. No. How much do you have to use?
Oh, the tiniest.
So there
bit.
We go.
Yeah. $45 isn't that affordable for something that somebody can use essentially as a liquid highlighter.
You know
what I mean?
Right.
But then you need to think about what makes a luxury product different from a regular product.
Yeah.
Sometimes nothing.
Yeah, sometimes just the idea of Laziri.
Yeah. I think we did an episode about it, so I won't say any more. What was it called?
What?
We did an episode about... Did we do?
No.
Episode? Are you sure?
I don't think we have.
About cheap versus expensive makeup.
Oh, we've talked about, like...
Go back. Season 1.
Oh, God, I can't remember.
We mentioned it somewhere. Remember?
Yeah, I can't remember.
But yeah, that I really, really like it. And I feel like if you want to invest, if you're into, like, spending that much money on
if
makeup...
If you love spending money on shit... So my next product is a skincare product. This is a Jordan Samuel Skin, the Matinee
Who?
Gel. Jordan Samuel Skin.
Right.
The Matinee Gel Cleanser. Mm. This is like, how do I explain this? It barely touches your skin in a really nice way. So it's got the texture of like a more watered down hair gel. So it's clear.
Yeah,
then you rub it on your skin. It doesn't foam.
Yeah.
It just cleanses the skin very, very, very gently. And it's super, super hydrating as well. It, you know, doesn't leave your skin feeling squeaky and tight, mm-hmm. which is what we don't want
this
when we're
cleansing our
skin.
This is why I don't like gel cleansers, because my skin afterwards, like, it looks great. I feel like, oh my God, my skin looks so tight and shiny, but actually it's dry. It feels really dry.
Yeah, that's why any foaming cleanser is going to leave you a little bit dry. I mean, you're fine as long as you're following up with moisture. But yeah, it's just super gentle. It's super soothing as well. It's got chamomile. What else do we have in here? Aloe, but I can never say this. Barbadenis leaf juice.
Barbadenis.
From next door. It's hydrating, soothing, calming. I absolutely love it.
Nice.
This is a really nice cleanser for when you want to cleanse, but you don't want to trouble your skin too much at all.
I do find it, when I go for a cleanser, it's always like skin...
Cleansing.
Like it's oil just, or something. Like, I feel like it's always for a purpose.
Let me smell that.
Oh, it sounds like Barbara Denise.
Yeah, it sounds like Barbara's Denise. But I love it. It's just like, it just glides over skin and feels like you've done nothing to your skin in the best way. I really like it. I'm going to go wash my hand.
Yeah, that's nice. I feel like sometimes it's nice to take your products and really strip them back and just be like the basics of basics.
Yeah, but that's the thing as well, is it's not, this isn't basic in any way, but it's got such a minimal ingredient list. And we've got a little bit of salicylic acid in here as well, which is a little bit exfoliating, but nothing, it's probably the tiniest amount is, you know, probably nothing in here. Cucumber as well, which is really soothing. It's just like a nice... I go through these stages where in summer I do like a foaming cleanser because I'm oilier, my skin can take it in summer.
And you feel like you need to strip off a layer of skin every time. Not that you do, but your skin always feels like once you've been in the sun, you're like, I just want to take this off.
You might feel like that personally.
Do you not feel like that?
I never
all
feel
the
like...
sweat and all the thing. I'm like, I just need to rip my skin off and start again.
I think I just need a good cleanse and exfoliation.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Well, how did you not get that from me saying I want to rip my skin off?
Because it's badly, badly different.
That Barbara Denise has gone to your head.
But I really like, if you're looking for something gentle, and it's in a huge bottle as well, and you need the tiniest amount, that's going to last forever. I don't have much more to say about it, to be honest, because it's one of those simple products that are simple in a good way, but not boring.
Yeah, it's not dull.
It's not like, oh, it's just going to wash your face and it'll be fine. Mm-hmm. It's simple, caring, and gentle, and nicely hydrating. In fact, the whole Jordan Samuel Skin line has got an amazing hydrating serum, a mist that I did bring with me, but I'm not going to talk about it actually because I need a little bit longer with it. But they're just hydrating without being just full of hyaluronic acid, which is fine. Hyaluronic acid is a really good ingredient that obviously attracts and retains water in your skin, right? But now every brand is doing like, we have
it's in
sodium hyaluronate, hyaluronic acid, hydrolyzed hyaluronic acid, sodium high something something.
Lip balms, hyaluronic acid, eyebrow serums, hyaluronic acid.
We have 10 kinds of it, you know? It's like, there are other amazing hydrating products.
There are lip pencils with hyaluronic acid in now.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. But like,
that makes sense.
Yeah, but it's like, why you don't want... I just don't want it in everything all the time, 10 different ways. There's aloe juice, there's glycerin, there's many other things that do the same job just as well and feel nice from the skin.
Exactly. You're going to wash your hands. Just so everyone knows as well, we're going to put these products up on our Instagram. So if at any time you want to refer back to what we're saying or talking about, then just go ahead and check out our Instagram. It's, oh, James, what's that Instagram?
Do you have a hand towel?
Oh, just use the one hanging up.
That's not a towel.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, so you can go ahead and check it out on our Instagram. It's at the Double Cleanse Podcast.
Oh, raw.
Cast. I think it's my go again.
Yep.
Listen.
No.
Here's... No. I won't. This will save your life. Okay. I'm not even joking.
Okay.
Not even joking, James. You'll leave it here today and be like,
alive,
thank God.
Still, yeah.
So I feel like there's one thing, right, that brands always try and get right.
Sure.
But release. It feels like a new one every single month.
What
especially
is it?
Benefit.
Limp Stink.
Mascara,
okay.
Here's why.
Oh, can I just say, I always feel like brands have a new technology with their mascara every week.
Yeah.
But nothing ever happens.
There's no... Here's the thing. Mascara, foundation, lipstick. I said mascara.
Yeah, because that's the main thing.
Are like go-to products. They're ones that once you find your one,
you have
you go back for that. That's why brands are always trying to make the perfect mascara or the perfect you know, touchy clirt.
Yeah, touchy clirt.
Or the perfect lipstick, you know? And that's why brands, it feels like they release a new mascara all the time, because mascaras last 3 months at least, you know? They should only last 3 months.
What, because you're using it all the time, or...?
They expire after 3 months.
In 3 months?
Yeah. And they dry out quite quickly as well. So it's something you always need to refresh yourself on. So if the brand can get it right and you know, make their mascara your favourite mascara, then they're like, yeah, great.
Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah, and it's usually just for brush up changes.
Okay,
and
right.
It's like, we put hooks on the end of our hairs.
Yeah,
which is
now
great.
Velcro.
It's now Velcro. Wow. So in that case, you kind of want to go for one. Me personally, I wouldn't want to spend... Some mascara is going to be £30 sometimes. Yeah. And imagine spending that every three months on mascara. Listen, e.l.f. have one of the best mascaras I think I have experienced.
I feel like I've used this
one.
We did use
this one. And this is actually a new one because I've used the other one so much. This is the Lash It Loud Volumizing Mascara.
We use this in a video on our joint channel.
I can't remember why. Me neither. Because what we do on there, just...
Cheap versus expensive.
That was it, yeah. And you guessed this as a more expensive
yes.
one. Because it
all
is...
All e.l.f., I guess.
All e.l.f., yeah. Because it really is the brush when it comes down to mascaras. Mm. But there's something about this that does everything. I have shit lashes. You have really shit lashes.
Right.
And I just feel like it works on every kind of situation. If that makes sense. I use it to put on before I put on false lashes, just to like define my lashes a tiny little bit. It's a perfect brush for meeting you in the middle, if that makes sense. It's not going to be over volumizing. It's not going to be too separating.
Shit. It's not going to be clumpy.
It's not going to be shit, and it's not going to be too good.
No. Yeah. Would you ever describe mascara as looking natural? Is that not the point in a mascara?
Yeah, there are natural mascaras.
A clear one,
or like brown or black ones, depending on who you are and what kind of mascara you're using.
And eyebrows you have.
What eyebrows you have. But for the price, which I don't know.
Was it like £9?
It was so cheap and I couldn't believe it. It's £6. So
£6.
I mean, work that out in dollars as what?
$7.50?
Yeah, maybe, perhaps.
Yeah, remember when the dollar used to be double the pound? And we'd go to America and we'd have like £5 would be like, no, you get way more for your money in America. Like, it's like if we took £5 out, it would be $10.
That's what I mean. You said the dollar was more than a pound. It would be less than a pound if we got more.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry.
Yeah, but then we did everything wrong.
Yeah.
But it's just a really good mascara. If you just want a mascara that isn't too fussy, isn't too much, it hasn't got fibers, it isn't going to make your lashes look like fake boobs or whatever his benefit try and do.
Yes, fake breast eyelashes.
You know, the one where they were like, it's real. And it was actually really horrible advertising. It was a woman who had loads of cosmetic surgery and breast implants.
Mm.
And the mascara called It's Real. And it was like, her body's fake. Her lashes can look fake too. Have you ever seen that?
No,
it was really awful. Yeah.
Benefit. I think they have the worst fucking advertising.
They do really well, but there's something that just doesn't... Every time they release something, like, oh, it doesn't really sit right for some reason. I don't know what it is.
It's just, I feel like they're quite old-fashioned.
I think they try to have that old-fashioned, like, boutique-y, like, oh, it's so vintage feel.
Yeah.
They do some good products. I wish it was Soap and Glory,
I feel.
Yeah, very similar. But yeah, really good mascara. If you just want a mascara that is going to see you through... boosts your lashes a little bit without being clumpy or too over the top or too, you know, works for me with everything.
Here we go. Ooh. Here's another skincare item. I think we'll just do three each. I think that's fine.
James, let's do three
each. Yeah, this is the Serum Kind Purple Cabbage Drop.
Let me smell this. I've been dying to sniff this.
Oh, it's really nice. Thank it you. Is a little bit fragrant, so if you don't like fragrance, it's
I don't like fragrance at all. Oh my God, that smells like your house.
My house?
Yeah. Oh, wait, the smell's completely gone. 1 second.
Maybe because I left it open for 5 minutes and all my smell went inside it.
Let me sniff that cup. No, it's your wrist.
What?
Yeah, that sounds like a fragrance. Not that sounds wrong. It reminds me of a fragrance, but it doesn't smell like perfume.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, it's so nice.
You know what it smells like? What? My fragrance. It does. It smells like Good Molecules.
Yeah, that's the one. It smells exactly like it.
So this is just calming and a moisturizing serum, which is kind of like nice during these kind of unprecedented winter times.
I'm so sorry.
Serum kind. I bought this with my own money. I bought them all because they all look really nice together.
Yeah.
There's a green one, a blue one, another one, and another one, and two more. But this is purple cabbage in, which whilst it isn't a huge amount of research
I've never heard of purple cabbage in a skincare.
I have. More in Asian skincare. What? So again, this is a Korean product. But the idea is, and I think they just use it to give it that purpley colour. Mm. The idea is that it's an antioxidant, it's anti-aging, so it's going to help with fine lines, wrinkles, but also going to help just moisturise the skin. Mm. And then just other nice moisturising, protecting, nourishing ingredients, which I've forgotten all of right now.
Is there something about red vegetables and fruits? Because red grapes seem to be anti-aging, right? Like, there's an ingredient in red grapes.
Yeah, so they do red wine.
Yeah.
Market it as.
And it's always anti-aging.
I think it's the antioxidants. So antioxidants are what fight free radical damage from the sun, pollution, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the idea of like reversing damage that like this stuff has done to your skin.
I like that idea.
Yeah. I mean, antioxidants. So you could just use vitamin C serum, to be fair.
Right.
But what I like about the majority of these serum kind serums is that they're slightly thicker. Mm. So for me, these really are all like evening moisturizers.
Yeah, yeah.
Not serums, sorry. Because they are a little bit thicker. They do kind of feel like they form a little bit of a protective film over the skin.
As in, does it physically feel like a texture on the skin?
Or no. What? So it feels really lightweight, but you for some reason feel like, ooh. You know, like, ooh.
Like, ooh.
Yeah, like, oh.
Like my face is like,
ooh. Yeah, like, but like not sticky either, so you can put your face in your pillow.
That's the worst feeling. Oh, sticky skincare,
because you know your skincare is going onto that pillow, right? And then it's going to transfer and you're going to break out all that kind of stuff. But I'm at this point now when it comes to brands like this where I don't want to keep having to read the ingredient list all the time. Mm-hmm. I want to see what they say the benefits are, see what their star ingredients are, the red cabbage, and see if it works for me, rather than being like, oh, I'm not going to use that because it's got this in, or oh, that doesn't really make sense because of this.
Yeah.
Because I'm more interested in that. And that's what I like about the serum is it just does what it says it's going to do on the glass, right? It's calming. Mm. It's nourishing. Mm. It's moisturizing. And that's what it does. Do I care what's in it? Not particularly, because it's just doing what it needs to do, what it promises it's going to do.
Exactly.
That's it. I've had enough. I'm leaving.
I've had enough of talking about fangs.
Fangs. Have you done three?
Yeah.
We've done three.
Wow, what a time it's been.
Yeah, wow. There we've had
listen,
a time.
Listen, go over to... Oh, no, we've asked you to do that already.
Yeah. So listen, we're actually doing a giveaway for no reason. We've just decided. So to enter the giveaway, all you have to do, whether you know you're doing or not, is go over to our Instagram post for this podcast episode with the carousel of our favourite items on and just let us know what you've been loving this week. Start your comment with... This week, I have been labbing, and then we'll count those comments only as giveaway entries. Yeah. The giveaway will be open for a week.
Let's do a week.
And we'll, I guess worldwide.
Yeah, we'll announce the winner next week on our episode. So only enter if you don't mind your username being shared.
Yes, and that's a point as well. And we will contact you personally as well.
Yeah.
And we'll just give you a mix of like skincare and makeup, basically.
Yeah.
Just whatever.
We'll customize it
we'll
to
customize
you.
It for
why?
You.
Why not?
Okay. Well, I hope you've been labbing what we've been labbing.
Let us know.
Oh, please.
Thank you for listening.
Take us out.
We have so many things for you to go and follow.
Oh shit, we do now.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's not worry about it. Go and check out our joint channel on YouTube.
Yeah.
Just type in the Welsh Twins into YouTube if you want to have a good time with us. It's not too intense. We're just having a laugh. Yeah, do that for now. Next week we'll decide to, you know, follow us on something else.
Yeah. Oh, you probably know our socials.
Listen, we forget all of them.
Yeah.
So don't trust us.
Don't trust us. We're not well versed in doing things. Right.
Well, thank you for joining us and we will see you or speak to you very soon.
Bye.
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye. We'll be right back.